Lecture topic, remembering death.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ma hadhihi alhayatud dunya illa lahu wa la'ib. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُنْ وَرِعًا تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ وَكُنْ قَنِعًا تَكُنْ أَشْكَرَ النَّاسِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Most respected ulama e kiram, brothers and elders, these gatherings, the purpose is to refresh our iman. That is the intention that we should have. It should not just be a routine, just something that becomes part of the weekly program, so it just happens. Based on the kind of intentions that we have, that is what we will take out of something. So these gatherings are to refresh our iman. I need it, and this is for all of us, that we need to constantly keep refreshing the iman. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they would encourage one another, ta'al nujaddidu imanana. Come, let us refresh our iman. How to refresh the iman? By talking about Allah Ta'ala, talking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about deen, talking about akhirat. And this is an ongoing need. Everything else needs to be charged in this world of devices that we live in. Then sometimes barely hours go past and something or the other needs to be charged again. And without doubt, daily there's some routine of charging. So in this world of different devices that are surrounding us all the time, we are constantly getting this message and this lesson that we have to keep charging something. So all these things, if it doesn't get charged at the most, it'll be a bit, maybe leave us a little bit in some inconvenience. But if the iman goes flat, then Allah forbid, that can leave us exposed to terrible danger. Then it's very easy for shaitan to make a morsel of such a person. The person whose iman is at a low ebb, then in one moment shaitan can take his eyes in some deep haram. And from way to way he'll catapult him and topple him. Person whose iman is on a low ebb, Allah forbid, what shaitan will get his tongue to blurt out. And the damage of that sometimes might even cause him to lose his iman, or sometimes cause him to lose his marriage and break his marriage forever. 3 talaqs he'll blurt out. Or Allah forbid, what not might happen. So the issue is that we need to keep recharging and refreshing this iman. If the Sahaba Ikram felt the need for it, who are we? Where do we fit in anywhere that we don't have any specific need? We are fine, we are okay, we have far greater need than we can imagine. What we think we have, we don't even realize what is really the need. So in any case, this is that the purpose of these gatherings, and likewise not confined to these gatherings, but even that opportunities that we get on a daily basis, the ta'lim that takes place in our masajid, for the same purpose, to refresh our iman. We should be having this ta'lim in our homes, for the same purpose, to refresh our iman. That nasihat, every now and again we might hear somewhere, giving nasihat, giving that da'wat, all to refresh that iman, to recharge that iman. So this is the purpose, so that we may leave the gathering in a way that we have a new zeal. It's not just for the sake of attending a gathering, for the sake of listening to some talk, but to leave from here with a new zeal, that where my weaknesses are, I need to correct it. That is the object, that is the purpose. to correct the weaknesses, where I'm slack in something, I'm lacking in something, I need to now improve in that, I need to enhance that. That is the purpose that we should have. This is the niyat that should be in our hearts and minds. I'm most in need of this, and all of us should be making this niyat, that the purpose is how to try and boost the iman in our hearts, that it drives us towards tawbah, towards sincerely repenting, drives us towards getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, to want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. So in any case, in one hadith sharif it is mentioned, one riwayat it is mentioned, the one lesson that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave, where he addressed the people around him, and he said to them, irtahalati dunya mudbiratan, وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً. Now he's also giving this advice, and they used to constantly give this kind of advice. Open the books of ahadith. One is the advice that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give the Sahaba Ikram. Then you'll find in the lives of Sahaba the same zeal and the same aspect, that they are all the time giving some advice because they felt this need to give advice, to take advice. We don't see the need to take any advice, and we don't have the heart to give any advice. There's an ongoing need. Ad-deenun nasiha. Ad-deen is all about nasiha, well-wishing. And well-wishing is advising, taking, giving. So in any case, he gave this advice on one occasion, that what is this dunya all about? He says, irtahalati dunya mudbiratan. This dunya is already turned its back and is going away. Every moment a person is getting more far away and distant from dunya, because he is heading in a different direction. Dunya is getting distant from him. And وَرْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً. And akhirat is coming closer. Every step a person takes, just that nobody knows here how close he is to his own akhirat. Somebody might have 1,000 steps left. Somebody might have 10,000 maybe. Somebody might have 10 steps left. Nobody knows. Suddenly the person is gone into that pit of the qabr. So akhirat is heading towards us. Dunya is distancing itself from us. Therefore he says, and then further he says, لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. Literally translated, each one has its own sons. Meaning people who are devoted to it. There are people who are devoted to dunya, and there are people who are devoted to akhirat. So people who are devoted to akhirat, will it mean that they got nothing to do with dunya? They're living in a cave somewhere, in some mountain top. They don't have any association with anything to do with dunya. No, dunya, Allah has made a place where we have to live. But they will not sacrifice their akhirat for dunya. They are devoted to akhirat. So there will be things that will come in their way, that will tempt them, that will distract them, but they will never ever allow anything to jeopardize their akhirat, because they are devoted to akhirat. So they will sacrifice any temptation, any distraction, they'll sacrifice their time, they'll sacrifice their leisures and pleasures, they'll even sacrifice and give the ultimate sacrifice, they'll give their lives for the attaining of akhirat. But they won't allow that dunya to come in the way from attaining this. And then there are those who are devoted to dunya. لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. Dunya has its devotees also. They at any turn, if there is some kind of promise of dunya of some sort, whether it is some material gain, whether it is some leisure and pleasure, whether it is some hope of some position, whether it is some other, whatever distraction, and if that is what attracts the heart, then at any moment they're just ready to just drop the akhirat for the dunya, for the glitter and glamour of dunya. Now this we'll see, we'll cross this bridge when we come to it. Shaitan puts all these kinds of statements in the mind and heart, and takes it onto the tongue as well, just to blind the person from the realities. Say, I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. When that bridge comes, we won't have any time to think what's going on. It'll be too late, be gone. We'd have crossed that bridge already. We won't have to cross that bridge. We'll be made to cross it. And in a moment, we'll be gone. Person will not even have any idea when he crossed it. But he'll be gone. So now shaitan puts all these fancy slogans and statements and whatever, just to keep a person deceived. So لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ Ali radiallahu anhu says, each one has its devotees. And the ones who are devoted to dunya, then they'll sacrifice the akhirat. And the ones who are devoted to akhirat, they'll sacrifice their dunya. Then they will be looking for the gain of akhirat. If some gain, apparent gain of dunya seems to be getting lost, doesn't matter, small business, not an issue. The gain of akhirat is what I want. They will be looking for the izzat of akhirat, the respect and honor of akhirat. If it seems like they have to humble themselves in dunya, but this will bring the izzat of akhirat, say no problem, doesn't matter, so what? If it seems like I'm just being downtrodden, so what? If I'm going to get the izzat of dunya in the process, doesn't matter. It's izzat of akhirat. This izzat of dunya, what is it? Just a fleeting thing. We're here today, we're gone before tomorrow. But if the person is devoted to dunya, then he'll sacrifice the akhirat for the izzat of dunya. But today's izzat is tomorrow's disgrace also. The person who has his focus on the akhirat, then it becomes very easy to make the sacrifices of dunya. Whether it's material sacrifice, whether it is name and fame, whether it is any, it becomes very easy for the person to move on. Now this aspect of akhirat, this is the aspect that is filled in the Quran Sharif, in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, constant reminder of akhirat. And that is what we put at the furthest end of our minds. The last thing that comes to mind is akhirat. That to the extent that when a person is going to sleep, and sleep has been described, annawm ukhtul maut, sleep is the sister of death, meaning it's so similar to death, just that a person wakes up from that sleep again, if death didn't really come. But like a dead person, he's also fast asleep, he can't hear what's going on around him, can't see anything around him, and sometimes can't even feel things happening to him. Some people sleep so deeply, they sometimes are picked up and put somewhere else, they don't even know what happened. So a person who's fast asleep, he's like in a state like resembling death to a point. Even at that time, that nawm ukhtul maut, a person at that time should at least remember something about death. At least by means of the dua that he is now, Allahumma bi ismika amutu wa ahya. That now the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught, recite this dua and remind yourself, I sleep in the name of Allah Ta'ala, I sleep, amut, I go to sleep, meaning I die, kind of death, then come alive again, that's in dunya, but one day I will die out of this dunya, come alive in the akhirat. But that time also goes in ghaflat. That time also goes in ma'asiyat. Person falls asleep with sin. Falls asleep in a state that he has been his last moments of wakefulness in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Falls asleep in that condition. Allah forbid malakul maut comes before that morning comes. Or before that time of waking up comes. So in any case, repeatedly we are reminded about akhirat. And the bridge into akhirat is maut. And therefore we have been emphasized upon akthiru dhikra hazimil ladhat al-maut. Excessively remember that which will sever all pleasures. What is it? Al-maut. One very great personality, Abu Ali al-Daqqaq rahimahullah, great muhaddis, around the 4th century, great Sufi of the time. So one of his statements is that the person who remembers death abundantly, then ukrima bi thalathati ashya. Man akthara min dhikri al-maut, the one who remembers death abundantly, he will be blessed with three great favors from Allah Ta'ala. Three great favors he'll be blessed with. Now, if somebody tells us something about any favor, our mind runs, will it be dollars or pounds? Or will it be something material, something to do with dunya? But if suddenly our mouth comes, where are we going to take all that and go? Whatever ni'mat Allah has blessed somebody with, that's Allah's ni'mat. Came in a halal way, he didn't hanker after it. Allah's ni'mat, make shukr over it. But these are all very, very fleeting things. The real things are the akhirat. They say Allah will bless him with three things. What are the three things? Number one, ta'jeelu tawbah. This will be the effect of a person remembering akhirat often, remembering death often. Now if we ask ourselves, today the whole day passed, how many times we remembered death? The only time we'll remember death perhaps sometimes is when we hear somebody else passed away. At that time too, we very often forget to even make some isale sawab for him, some dua of maghfirat for him. Allah gives us tawfiq, we'll read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, full stop. With somebody very close, we'll start getting into some questions about what happened and where happened. But how often we hear about somebody passing away, we didn't even make dua of maghfirat for him. Whereas he's desperately in need of that at that time. We didn't recite Surah Ikhlas one time and pass that sawab to him. Whereas it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Mayyitu Kal-Ghariq. The person who's passed away is like a drowning person, ready to clutch onto any reward that comes now. So now, how many times we remember death today? Yesterday, the day before, besides maybe we heard somebody's janaza, apart from that, remembered my own death. Sometimes the whole day passes, 24 hours pass, 48 hours, we haven't remembered that I'm going to also go. When hearing about somebody else's death also, it doesn't cross our mind. We know it's there, but today it's him, tomorrow could be me. That thought doesn't cross the mind. What I have to do to prepare for that? So you see, the person who remembers death often, that is such a great aspect. Allah will bless him with three things. Number one, ta'jeelu tawbah. Allah Ta'ala will bless him with the tawfiq of hurrying towards tawbah. See, hurrying towards tawbah, what's his ni'mat then? How big ni'mat? What kind of favor is this, subhanallah? This is a favor beyond favors. And the person, dunya is dunya, but Allah blessed him with the tawfiq of making tawbah quickly. If he slipped up somewhere, he made some mistake, he didn't just brush it aside. He rushed to tawbah. What has that done? By making sincere tawbah, then, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ, he has reconnected himself to his creator. Now when somebody has, for example, something went off, the electricity, something happened, so now he's without power. And when he's without power, he is restless. And if he is not so restless, then everybody in the house would make sure he gets very restless. That this has to be sorted out now. Till that power is not restored, everybody is in a state of parishan, restlessness. That now everything is going to start becoming a problem. We'll have no lights, and then the freezers will be off, and whatnot will happen, and now it's a problem to even cook something. So now till that connection is not restored, nobody is at ease. Now for that little connections of dunya, reconnecting the electricity, reconnecting the water, it's our needs. And obviously we'll do what we have to do to try and have all these things in order. But if that connection has been interrupted for any reason, then person will leave his work, whatever, to make sure that gets sorted out first. For these connections, if the internet got disconnected, person becomes like a fish out of water. If for whatever reason his mobile connection got interrupted, it's a big problem. But we disconnect ourselves from our Rabb, we lose our connection with Allah Ta'ala, and we can go to sleep like nothing happened. We can carry on eating and munching away like nothing happened. We broke our connection from our Rabb. And we bother us because we think now we got another 100 years to live. So this is the message that he's giving, that this is such a great ni'mat. that we don't know whether moth is going to come in the next few minutes. Now the person rushed, he made a mistake, he slipped up, his insan. But he immediately rushed towards Tawbah, and a few minutes later, a short while later, Allah knows best what happened, that moth came, some accident happened, whatever, his time was written, but he went on Tawbah. There's one hadith mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif, in the time of the Bani Israel, there was a person by the name of Kifl, and he used to be involved in every kind of vice. One woman was in desperation for some help, monetary help. And he was all the time trying to abuse this situation, take advantage of this. One day, out of sheer desperation, she agreed. So he gave her 60 dinars. And now when he was on the verge of committing the sin, she started crying. So he said, did I force you? You agreed. This money you took. He said, but I've never ever committed such a vile deed in my life. And I'm fearing Allah. So this struck his heart. And he left that money also and he went away from there. And he went that night, and between him and Allah Ta'ala, he made Tawbah, I will also never do such a vile deed in my life again. Now, everybody was aware of his evil, but nobody was aware of this Tawbah he made that night. And that morning he passed away. That night he passed away. But now everybody knew what kind of person he was. So nobody was even going to probably even attend his janazah. But miraculously on his door the next morning was inscribed in a way that could be very clear that this is not written by man. This is something miraculous. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْ Allah has forgiven kifl. This is Tawbah. Now the person who remembers death, that death, because death could be so imminent. If he left that Tawbah for, okay, now tomorrow was too late. Moth was going to come that same night. But he made Tawbah immediately. That struck his heart. He didn't leave it for another time. He made Tawbah immediately. That was the outcome. He connected himself to Allah Ta'ala. So this will become the first great bounty Allah will bless him with. Where did he come from? This remembrance of Akhirat. Reminding ourselves, death. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to repeatedly take the attention of the Sahaba. If it was in doing something, you'll find the ahadith filled with what's going to come in Akhirat. You do this, this is the reward. You do that, that is the reward. In correcting something also, the Akhirat. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, once in the battle, one person read La ilaha illallah. Now in that moment, now it's a war carrying on. That person is ready to take your life, and now you are trying to defend yourself. But in that moment, that person stopped and said, La ilaha illallah. Usama radiallahu ta'ala was now in that moment. He pierced him with that spear, and that person passed away. Now this whole matter was reported to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam later. So he said, La ilaha illallah, and you still killed him? He said, but he was just trying to save his life. He said, فَمَاذَا تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ How are you going to face that La ilaha illallah when it will come and take you to task on the day of Qiyamah? That this person recited me. Why did you take his life? So he then now realized his mistake. He said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, istaghfirli, that please seek Allah's forgiveness for me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeats the same response. فَمَاذَا تَصْنَعُ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَتْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That La ilaha illallah is going to come to take you to task on the day of Qiyamah. What are you going to answer? Again 3 times, 4 times. But now the lesson in this, it was a mistake he made. Allah has forgiven that. But the point was that the remembrance of Akhirat was being embedded in the heart. That remember, keep asking yourself, how am I going to fare on the day of Qiyamah for what I want to do? What I'm doing, what my intentions are, how am I conducting myself, what I'm going to do with my things. So now this is the first great bounty will come. And Tawbah is no ordinary thing. As mentioned, when to get that small connection done, get that internet connected, get whatnot, We take it like a big thing happened. Somebody came and sorted it out. Somebody had one contact to get the power restored. Subhanallah, Tawbah restores the connection between Banda and Khuda. It restores the connection between Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His servant. So Tawbah is no ordinary thing. And therefore we should make Tawbah regularly, repeatedly. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Inni la astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayhi fil yawm akthara min sab'ina marratan. Who's saying it? The Ma'asum Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Ma'asum Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, for what is he making Tawbah? To teach us. And that's part of his humility and tawazu, that despite being sinless, he's still making Tawbah. What we should be doing then? See, I make Tawbah and Istighfar more than 70 times daily. So in any case, the first aspect, he says, Ta'jeelu Tawbah. The second aspect, Qana'atul Qalb. Excessive remembrance, regular remembrance of death, what will bring? Contentment, Qana'atul Qalb. Contentment of the heart, which is the greatest wealth. Innal ghina, ghina nafs. The real wealth is the wealth of the heart. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an, do you regard an abundance of wealth as, abundance of material things as being wealthy? So he said yes. He said, and you regard a decrease or a very little bit of material things as being poverty? He said yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innal ghina ghina al-qalb, wal-faqru faqru al-qalb. Wealthiness is really the wealthiness of the heart. And poverty is in the heart also. If the heart is wealthy, then even if a person has little too, he is very happy. And if the heart is poverty stricken, no matter what a person has, he'll still be restless. He can't have peace. There's no peace. Nothing can fill that. The only thing will fill it is death. So in any case, this is the second great bounty that will come as a result of remembering death often, consciously remembering our own death. What will come? Qana'at, contentment of the heart. And contentment of the heart itself, subhanallah, what it brings along. When a person is truly content, number one, that contentment boosts his iman. Because a truly content person is content because his yaqeen is in Allah Ta'ala. That my provider is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has determined who should get what. So I am happy with Allah's decree also. And therefore whatever Allah has given me, I am happy with that too. So even if he has nothing too, he is still happy. Now that becomes a boost for his iman. Because he is content. And his yaqeen is in Allah Ta'ala. Allah is my provider. So number one, it will boost his iman. Number two, it is on this qana'at. Allah Ta'ala has promised hayatan tayyiba. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. Whoever will do righteous actions together with iman, then Allah will bless him hayatan tayyiba. Literally translated, a very good life, pure life. Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, many others, they explain hayatan tayyiba to mean qana'at. This is hayatan tayyiba. The person is content. What more he wants in life than contentment? He has contentment, he has everything. And he can have everything and no contentment, he's got really nothing. Because he's still in that same chakkar. It'll never end. And he'll be buying one headache after the other, which he doesn't need. But this will be the outcome. The lack of contentment, then the person, he might have enough to last a couple of generations. And if he had to have the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe he's already got enough for that time too. But that too won't be enough for him. He'll still be, Shaitan will put that fear factor. What if? What if? What if? Everything starts running on what if. So now a whole lot of sins that he gets involved into on the what if. Whatever, whether it's halal, haram, is not interested. But what if? So therefore I have to secure the what if. Carry on. Then the third thing is, when there's contentment, and he gets saved from so many sins of the heart, which destroy his rewards. When the person is content, then he won't, inshallah, have any hasad in his heart for anybody. Because that hasad and jealousy stems out of lack of contentment. He's not content with what he has, so now he's jealous over what somebody else has. And that jealousy destroys good deeds like fire burns up dry wood. When that lack of contentment is in the heart, then when there's no contentment, he'll get involved in so many other sins like ghibat, slander, and so many other things of this nature. Why? Because all these things stem from when there's rivalry in dunya. There's some rivalry in dunya. Now the person has to bring somebody else down because he needs to get up. So now for that, if he can't find something, he'll make up something. And if he found something which is right also, but is not something that the person will like, that he's spoken about, is ribat. But now he'll get involved in the ribat, because this will tarnish somebody else. So it might make him maybe look better. All these things start off. From where? Lack of contentment. Such a great wealth. Inna al-ghina ghina al-nafs. So now where this, now this comes back again to where? Abundant remembrance of death brings all this. Abundant remembrance of death will create qana'at. What am I going to do with all this? What if my life is gone tomorrow? What am I going to chase after this and do? Whether it's material, whether it's some position, whether it's some post of dunya, whatever it might be, what am I going to chase after? If something came, something is, Allah Ta'ala made it happened. But chasing after it, hankering for it, losing sleep over it. So the second thing will be qana'atul qalb. And the third aspect will be that Allah will bless him through this abundant remembrance of death, will be nashatul ibadah. He'll feel very energetic when it comes to making ibadat. He'll be having that zeal for ibadat. He'll feel very, very enthusiastic. It's time for tahajjud now, subhanallah. He'll feel very enthusiastic for tilawat of the Quran Sharif. I have a chance now to recite some Quran Sharif. I'm free now, let me read some Durood Sharif. It's time for Salah, he's ready in time, before time. There'll be Nashat fil Ibadah. What if this might be the last Salah I might perform? Let me go and make it in good time. Make it properly. There'll be Nashat fil Ibadah. And then the opposite, when a person, woman nasiya al-maut, nasiya dhikr al-maut, person forgets remembering death, doesn't have it anyway in his mind. Here somebody else passed away, there too he forgets about it. Right in the qabristan, in the graveyard, he's gone to attend a janazah. He's joking with people. Whereas in the hadith sharif, among the things that are mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disliked three things. One particular hadith mentions three things. One of the three things, ad-dihk fil maqabir. Laughing in the graveyard. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disliked this. This is a sign of ghaflat. That a person is standing in the midst of all the graves. What ibrat is taking? What lesson he's taking from this? That he's got time to joke around. Yes, he met somebody, he smiled. It's a haq of a mu'min to smile at him. But now he made salam with him. There's none now. Now he's standing and talking stories. He met somebody after long, so he's catching up on all the lost time. Where? In the qabristan, in the graveyard. Where he's supposed to be taking ibrat. Where he's supposed to be imagining, tomorrow I'm going to be put down in this qabr. Ad-dihk fil maqabir. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam disliked this. So now, the person who forgets remembering death, what will happen? What will be the thing? Uqiba bi thalathati ashya. He will suffer three consequences. He'll be punished in three ways. Number one, taswifut tawbah. He'll procrastinate tawbah. Procrastinate. Tomorrow, Ramzan is coming, or some other, I'm going for Umrah, then I'm going to make tawbah in Umrah. Like he can write it down and guarantee he's going to reach there. Something or the other, there'll always be something that he has, some procrastinate for a later time, and that tomorrow never comes. Tomorrow, that tomorrow never comes. Allah forbid, by that time, moth comes away. This is the outcome of what? Forgetting death. Not remembering our death. Thinking about our own selves. I am being lowered in that grave. My ghusl is being made. I am lying there in my kafan. Imagine ourselves in our kafan. So the first thing is taswifut tawbah. And the second, tarkur rida bil kafaf. He no more will be content. He has sufficient. He has sufficient, but is unhappy. He has sufficient, whereas that being having sufficient, in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. That person has succeeded. Subhanallah. Who is saying this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا. The one who's got iman, he's a Muslim, number one. That is the most important thing. And then now obviously he's living what Islam is all about. مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. He's living as a Muslim in reality. And then together with that, وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا. He has been given sufficient rizq. And the third thing, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. What's sufficient for him? He's got contentment on it. Then he is successful, subhanallah. He is ahead. He has got no issue. He is truly happy. So, he'll do whatever everybody else has to do, the normal things in life. He'll make a normal effort. But he doesn't have dreams of dunya all the time. How to multiply dunya. He's got dreams about akhirat. How to try and better his akhirat. He's got concerns about his qabr. Day-to-day things, everybody will have to do what they have to do. But this person is not consumed by this. He's day and night in the same thing. And just seeing big, big dreams all the time. That's not his life. His heart is with Allah Ta'ala. So the second thing is the consequence of forgetting death. That he now will be no more content. And the lack of contentment, that is poverty. That is poverty. Poverty is poverty of the heart. And the third thing is takasul fil ibadah. He'll become lazy in ibadat. Because I still got another 40 years to live. I still got another 30 years to live at least. I got 30, well at least 20. So now, fine, I'll sort it out later. I'll make some qaza later. I'll do this later. Everything will be later because I got lot time now. So forgetting death makes a person lazy in his ibadat too. I still got lot time. And that lot time suddenly is all gone because there was no time. So this is the outcome now. One simple lesson. But that simple lesson is so deep. But we don't take that lesson to heart. We don't practice on it. There's so much to acquire from one simple lesson. And it requires, it's like that alarm clock of previous days which needed to be keyed. So now you keyed it, it took like about 1 minute to key it. 2 minutes maximum to key it maybe. But it took 2 minutes to key it, it ran for 24 hours. After 24 hours you need to key it again. So now that's this little 2 minutes to remember our own death. Sounds so simple, and that's where the whole issue is for us. When something is too simple, then this doesn't have any attraction for us. We're looking for some complicated things. Some things that maybe we'll have to now climb some mountains and whatever else. Whereas the simple things has come from who? Has come from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Abundantly remember that which will cut off all pleasures. Al-Maut, remember death. Who is repeating it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is repeating it. For who? To give us the treatment to all of our issues. So now this is the treatment, this is the prescription that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given. We have all the problems, but now if we don't take the prescription to heart, then we have ourselves to blame. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq that we bring all these things to our heart, to our life. We start practicing on bringing deen in its reality in our hearts and lives and bring our hearts alive with that iman, with that consciousness of Allah ta'ala. Connect ourselves to Allah ta'ala, make that sincere tawbah, bring that contentment in the heart. And this is this short life that we have in this dunya. Then the place of enjoyment is akhirat, is jannat. Allah ta'ala take us with afiyat to jannat. But it requires this little time in dunya to devote ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, to become the devoted, to become the devotees of Akhirat, not the devotees of dunya. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Said Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله
Sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseeran. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين إله العالمين يا الله oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah يا الله forgive us يا الله Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us like the day we were born, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, completely clean of all sin, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Tonight in your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with great remorse and regret, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, despite all your countless bounties and blessings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we still were so shameless, Ya Allah. We are so ungrateful, Ya Allah. So disloyal, Ya Allah. We blatantly broke your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we trample your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah from all the wrongs we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us out of your grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Accept our tawbah, Ya Allah. Make it tawbatan nasuh, Ya Allah.
Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all the sins that we committed deliberately, Ya Allah. What we did mistakenly, Ya Allah. What we even know and remember, Ya Allah. What we forgot as well, Ya Allah. Forgive us everything, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us istiqamat on tawbah, Ya Allah. Grant us istiqamat on tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we firmly resolve not to go back to all those sins, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You protect us and safeguard us, Ya Allah. Make us your obedient servants, Ya Allah. Grant us the wealth of taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless our hearts with the wealth of taqwa, Ya Allah. Enable us to do everything according to your pleasure, Ya Allah. What you are pleased with, Ya Allah. Save us from your displeasure, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustabirra, da'ima. Ya Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Those in any difficulties and hardships, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in debts, make their debts get paid out with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's rizq, Ya Allah. Grant abundant halal and tayyib rizq filled with barakat, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Bless us with the strength of iman, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa, Ya Allah. Bless us with ihsan, Ya Allah. Bless us with your special connection, Ya Allah. Bless us with your qurb, Ya Allah. Bless us with your mahabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the love of his Mubarak Sunnah, Ya Allah. With the love of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the amal of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Accept us and our progenies till Qiyamah, Ya Allah, for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabuliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Where any Muslim is in any kind of difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering, Ya Allah, you grant afiyat, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulty, Ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you protect us and safeguard us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from all trials and tests, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us to any trial and test, Ya Allah. Grant us afiyat in every matter, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters of Palestine, of Gaza in particular, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your special rahmat on them, Ya Allah. Shower your special help on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, strengthen them against their enemies, Ya Allah. Strengthen the mujahideen, Ya Allah. Give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Allahumma اطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا إله العالمين يا الله give them victory over their enemies يا الله Allah grant the enemy hidayat يا الله if hidayat is not decreed for them Allah wipe them out from the face of this earth يا الله Allah bring such a punishment يا الله that the world till Qiyamah takes lesson يا الله إله العالمين يا الله give us the tawfiq of bringing our lives onto deen يا الله Ya Allah, give us and the entire ummah the tawfiq of those amal, Ya Allah, that bring down your rahmat, Ya Allah. Save us and the entire ummah from such actions, Ya Allah, that draw down azab, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever dua we have made, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. And all those who asked us to make dua, Ya Allah. Those who have raised their hand to this dua, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's jaiz needs, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's pious aspirations, Ya Allah. Remove each one's hardships and difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant every khair and barakah to one and all, Ya Allah. And our greatest need, Ya Allah, is to become yours, Ya Allah. Our greatest need is to become yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, save us from all the traps of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us qana'at, Ya Allah. Grant us contentment, Ya Allah. Grant us sabr, Ya Allah. Grant us all the great, beautiful, noble qualities, Ya Allah. Remove all the evil and base qualities from our hearts, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين